Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where the only thing more persistent than my caffeine habit is the AI we're covering today.
Oh, that's right. If you've ever wished you had an assistant who never sleeps, never asks for a raise, and won't passive-aggressively forward you calendar invites at 2 a.m., today's episode is for you.
We're diving into Google Gemini Spark, announced just last week at I.O. 2026. And trust us, this isn't just another chatbot, unless your idea of a chatbot is one that can literally run your life while your devices nap.
Which honestly sounds both awesome and slightly terrifying. So Alex, what exactly is Gemini Spark? Should I be prepping my resume for when my AI replaces me?
Not unless your job is sifting through endless email threads. Gemini Spark is Google's first fully agentic, 24/7 personal AI assistant. Unlike the usual Gemini chatbot that waits for you to say something, Spark is always on. It runs in Google Cloud, not on your phone or laptop. That means it keeps working even if your device is off or, you know, lost under a couch cushion.
Okay, so it doesn't live on my phone and it doesn't sleep. Is it just waiting for me to give it orders or...
That's the cool part. It's proactive. At I.O., Google demoed Spark pulling deadlines buried in your Gmail, emailing you a morning summary, drafting follow-ups, even flagging sneaky credit card fees. It can prep for your kid's t-ball game, add snacks to Instacart, books a pizza place on OpenTable, the works.
So basically, it's the assistant I've always wanted. Can it also find my missing socks because my laundry situation is dire?
Not yet, but if Google ever integrates with smart washing machines, you'll be the first to know.
You mentioned it runs in Google Cloud, not on my device. Why does that matter?
Two reasons. First, persistence. Spark doesn't clock out when your laptop does. Second, privacy and security. It's sandboxed in the cloud. Plus, Spark gets its own dedicated Gmail address. You can literally email tasks to it, just like a real assistant.
Wait, it has its own email address? Like spark@google.com is out there answering people?
Pretty much, yeah. You send it an email, find all my receipts from last month, and it just does it. No more digging through 1,000 promo emails from that one online sock store.
That's disturbingly specific, Alex.
Don't judge my sock addiction, Jamie.
All right, let's get nerdy. What's powering this thing? I heard something about Gemini 3.5 Flash and anti-gravity, which sounds like a Marvel crossover event.
Right? So under the hood, Spark uses Gemini 3.5 Flash, Google's latest AI model. It can handle huge chunks of data, 1 million tokens at a time. And it's wrapped in something called the anti-gravity harness, which is basically infrastructure that keeps Spark's goals in focus, splits up tasks, juggles tools, and keeps everything running smoothly.
So anti-gravity is like the Iron Man suit for Gemini 3.5 Flash?
Exactly. It makes Gemini agentic. It can plan, persist, recover if something goes wrong, and even multitask at speeds Google claims are 12 times faster than older models. That's a big deal, because these agentic workflows can chain together dozens of tasks in the background.
So, if I tell Spark to organize my inbox, book a car, and make a playlist for my existential crisis, it can do all that at once?
With the right integrations, absolutely. And speaking of integrations, Spark connects natively with Gmail, Docs, and Slides right now. On launch day, it also worked with Canva, OpenTable, and Instacart. And more are coming. Think Adobe, Asana, Spotify, Uber, GitHub, Notion, Slack. Basically, if you can name it, it'll probably show up this summer.
That's a lot of apps. How does it keep up?
Google built Spark to use something called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. It's like a universal translator for apps, so Google doesn't have to write a custom connector for every single service out there. It's actually pretty slick.
All right, let's talk money. My wallet's still recovering from last year's AI subscriptions. What's the damage?
You'll need a Google AI Ultra subscription. The new entry-level Ultra tier is $100 a month, which includes Spark, 20 terabytes of cloud storage, and YouTube Premium. The top tier is now $200, down from $250, so Google's clearly trying to keep up with OpenAI's pricing. But Spark itself is only for Ultra subscribers in the US to start, rolling out late May.
Hang on, $100 a month? For an assistant that might buy stuff for me? That sounds a little risky.
You're not wrong. Persistent agents like Spark can do things like spend money, send emails, and share info, even sometimes without asking first. Google's own disclaimer is, and I quote, Spark may do things like share your info or make purchases without asking.
That's the most honest thing I've ever heard from a Google product launch. So, what's stopping Spark from ordering 50 pizzas to my house just because I said I was hungry?
Google built in some safety rails. There's permission gating. Spark is supposed to ask before risky actions, like spending money or sending emails. Payments run through something called the Agent Payments Protocol, or AP2, which uses cryptographically signed mandates to verify what you actually wanted. And every connected app is opt-in. You can revoke access or pause Spark's activity anytime.
Supposed to is doing a lot of heavy lifting there, so maybe don't connect your bank account until you trust it.
Exactly. And Google is rolling Spark out to trusted testers first before opening it up to all Ultra subscribers. It's definitely a beta-quality tool, great for power users, but not quite set-it-and-forget-it for the average person.
How does Spark stack up against the competition? We've got OpenAI's ChatGPT agent, Anthropic's Claude Cowork, and the open-source OpenClaw. What's the edge here?
Spark's big advantage is the off-device, always-on runtime for individual subscribers. OpenAI's ChatGPT agent needs your browser open. OpenClaw needs your laptop on. OpenAI's workspace agents and Anthropic's Claude Cowork offer persistent cloud agents, but only for business users. Spark brings that 24/7 power to consumers.
And if I want more control, like self-hosted stuff, I'd look at OpenClaw?
Yep, OpenClaw is open source, self-hosted, and free if you bring your own API key. Ideal if you want transparency and total control. ChatGPT agent is great for research and browsing with screenshots. Claude Cowork is super strong at deep synthesis across files. Each has its superpower.
So Spark's the always-on, persistent, but trust me please agent. Got it.
If you're not ready to let a full-time AI loose in your life, Google also launched Daily Brief, a personalized morning digest for Gmail, calendar, and tasks. It's more of a smart summary, not a background agent, and it's available to more users, not just Ultra subscribers.
That's probably my speed. I like my AI with a side of supervision.
Wise choice.
So if I want to try Spark, what's the step-by-step?
1. Subscribe to Google AI Ultra. 2. Be in the US for now. 3. Wait for the rollout, late May. 4. Enable Spark in the Gemini app, pick your connected apps. 5. Start emailing tasks to your dedicated Spark Gmail or chat with it directly.
And if you're a developer, you can use Antigravity 2.0 yourself, desktop app, CLI, SDK, or spin up managed agents via API.
Exactly. For devs, Antigravity might actually be the bigger deal. It's a whole new platform for building agentic apps.
Final thoughts, Alex? Are we officially living in the future, or are we still beta testing it?
I'd say we're beta testing the future. But persistent agentic AI is here. And if you're ready to trust a cloud-based assistant with your digital life, Gemini Spark is worth checking out. Just, you know, maybe keep an eye on your pizza orders.
And your sock drawer.
Always.
That's it for today's Nerd Level Tech AI cast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review or email us. Unlike Spark, we promise to read your messages ourselves.
Thanks for listening. And remember, stay nerdy, stay safe, and let your AI do the heavy lifting, just not the laundry.